Joining us, the senior writer from MLB.com, and that is Barry Bloom. Barry, how are you?
Hello, baseball Marty. How are you?
And Boomski is here on Twitter. You're at Boomski on Twitter, is that it?
Boomski on Twitter. That's
all right.
It.
Boomskie on Twitter. I want to go to the calls. Let's go to Chris in San Francisco. Chris, you're on with Barry Bloom and me, Marty Lurie. Go ahead, Chris.
Hi, Marty. How are you?
Good. Very good.
Thank you. I just wanted to call in and have my opinion about Casilla and the move that Bochy made last night. You know, first and foremost, I support the move. I think it was a little bit longer time coming than we would have expected. My takeaway from this is that Bochy really does respect his guys. He trusts his guys. He really wants to see them be their best and perform at their best. But, you know, we're in a pennant race. You know, there's no doubt about that. And it's not necessarily an easy decision to make, but it's a decision that needs to happen. He made it happen. And, you know, I think just looking at the roster right now, I would really like to see Romo come in there. Having been to, you know, about 10 or 15 games this year, you know, Romo coming back from the injury, he wasn't quite there. But, you know, when you look at him as he gets into a rhythm, as you've seen him in the last couple of years, he's really got a lot of good stuff. And I want to see more of Romo.
Well, Romo is in my who's hot list today for Brian Heating and Air Conditioning. 18 games, 12 and a third innings pitched, one earned run, 17 strikeouts. It's not as perfect as it used to be, but he has been very solid. I think you'd see him. I still think Strickland can get you a couple of outs when you need it. He throws so hard. And I think when Law comes back, he's going to be in there too. But with all the righties in Arizona, the one lefty you didn't want to beat you was Lamb. And Bochy stayed with Casilla. And it was much to the chagrin of everybody on Twitter and even people here in the ballpark. And he didn't get away with it. I don't think we'll see it again that way.
Well, I don't know. I mean, earlier in the season, if you remember here in May, Bochy caused a major tumult when he came out and replaced Casilla with Javi. Casilla had put a couple of base runners on at that point, and then Casilla kicked up a whole fit on the mound, and Bochy had to dress him down before he left, and then Javi got the out, and they won the game. Now, to me, I mean, in an era where everything is so analytical, when you have a guy who's now had three at-bats against a pitcher this year, and those three at-bats are all home runs, I don't think you put Casilla in that position against Lamb last night. If he did it in May, why didn't he do it last night? Why did he wait for the last inning to throw Lopez in against Lamb, and then Lopez walked him anyway? I mean, it just didn't make any sense. I think he's as good a guy dealing with the bullpen as I've ever seen, Boch. In the American League, it's Girardi. Girardi is just as good coaxing guys into certain positions. But I think he's really finding it hard to deal with the situation right now. When you have, I think it's 28 blown saves, and albeit last night they blew two saves, but they won the game, you're in a situation where you're hunting and pecking at the worst time of the year to try and figure out, because you're on the line here for a playoff spot.
Yeah, something needs to be done. I want to add one more thing, Marty. You know, when Romo comes out, from the perspective of a fan, everybody is looking forward to this. It's a great opportunity that, you know, that people look forward to. And I can't imagine that if I were in the position that Casilla has really been in for the majority, if not the entirety, of this season, where people groan. You know, you're at AT&T Park and Casilla comes out. You don't see a Casilla jersey. You don't see people, you know, supporting him. And I'm sure that's probably a small part of what's going on in terms of his confidence. But when you have somebody like Romo who has maybe not been as consistent as he was in 2013, 2014, 2015, but you have somebody who can really just inject life and electricity ballpark for the perspective of the fans, that's got to be something that you can ride on.
Well, we'll see. I mean, this team has got a ton of righties, Arizona, so let's see how he handles it. But I think Barry's right. I don't think we were all surprised to see it last night. I don't think we'll see it that way again. Chris, I appreciate the questions.
Thank you, Marty.
All right, very good. Barry Bloom joins us at MLB.com. He's here. Let's go to Mark the non-voice in San Francisco. Mark, you're on the show, 808 KMBR. Go ahead.
Hey, Marty. Here, let me switch over.
I appreciate your show. It's an awesome show, first off. And the other thing I was going to say is with Casilla, you know, everyone's saying, oh, 7 blown saves, 8 blown saves. This is not true. If you really look at – those are the factual numbers, but he's put us into extra innings so many times that we had to claw our way back and scratch back and win. There were several games like that throughout the season. And he's also put us in an innings where we didn't win, you know, and somebody else came in and took the blown save for him. So his number is far higher than that. And when you like that game last night, if we would have lost that, that takes so much energy and depletes so much confidence out of a team. This, to fight a game like that is very, very hard.
Well, the road trip, Mark, has been like that. 7 of the 8 games are one-run games. They're all heartbreakers. And he's blown 3 in 8 games. And the thing is, Bochy's got to figure out. And off the record, he says, well, what do you think I should do? And everyone gives their opinion on what we think he should do, just to get conversation going. And that's the status of this thing. There isn't anyone who's grabbed it and said, okay, I'm the ninth inning guy.
Well, he's done Romo before, and they flip-flopped Casilla and Romo before with some success. At this point, there's no loss in trying it again just to see how Romo reacts back in the closer role because, you know, as I've said often about the Yankees early in the year, when you go back and do the same thing over and over again, it's the definition of insanity, hoping things are going to change. And then after a while, you get into a pattern and things are not going to change. And to your point, Mark, the... not only does it have a rollover effect on the team, but it has a rollover effect on the entire bullpen, where now you've stretched and had to use X amount of guys like they did last night just to get out of that game, plus throw Guerin out in right in left field and bring him back in because you're so desperate. You know, and so now the bullpen is completely taxed going into tonight's game, and then what do you do?
Well, what do you do tonight?
I think you basically use Strickland and Romo. Okay. Strickland is your eighth inning guy, and Romo's your closer tonight.
Because they're all right-handed. You have very few lefties on it.
But, you know, as Bochy, look, having a long-term, you know, relationship and coverage with Bochy, I mean, he had a bullpen in San Diego when they had Trevor Hoffman there, and he had no left-handed situational guy. They had a seventh-inning guy who was always usually a right-hander. They had an eighth-inning guy who was either Bell, Linebrink, and then Hoffman. There was none of this. You have to have pitchers who can get guys out from both sides of the plate at this point.
Yeah, because the Arizona team, I mean, is all right-handed.
Right, but it doesn't matter. You have to have lefties who are going to get out righties, and you have to have righties who are going to get out lefties in the eighth and ninth innings.
No, he doesn't do that, I'll tell you that. That's why he's got so many righties there. Mark, thanks for the call.
Okay, thanks, Marty.
All right, yeah, enjoy the game. By the way, our question today, 808 KMBR or at Baseball Marty, the question for today is the total number of pitches used in the game today. Total number of pitches used in the game today. So it's Cueto and Archie Bradley and a whole host of relievers. So who knows what number we'll get up to today. But you can tweet it in at Baseball Marty. And we're going to pick our date for our dinner. I think somewhere around the 26th or so is our dinner at Original Joe's. So we've got a couple more weekends of doing that. Let's go to Chris in Salinas. Chris, you're on with Barry Bloom of MLB.com and me, Marty Lurie. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, what's up, Marty? How are we doing today?
Good, very good. Looking forward to the game.
All right. I wanted to say, since it kind of seems like the bullpen is kind of out of whack and Bochy's kind of seeming trying out different things, maybe we should just bring back the freak, Tim Lincecum. Bring him back. Bring back that championship vibe. Maybe mentor some of the youngsters there. And it can't really get any worse. I mean, it can, but at least try something different, at least.
It's a little too late for that. I mean, you're in a situation here where rosters are set. Unless there's an injury, you can't bring a guy in who's going to be on your playoff roster at this time of the year. Lincecum is throwing like 86, 87 miles an hour. He couldn't hack it in the Angel organization. And when they expanded to 40 men, they didn't even bring him up. So I think, you know, the Lincecum train has left the station. He had a great career in San Francisco. I love the kid, one of my favorites. But he, for whatever the reason is, at his age, which he shouldn't be, he's done. And I don't think he's going to help the Giants at this point.
You know, Chris, the interesting thing is Matt Cain, whether he can give you an inning. Because, you know, he's had trouble third or fourth inning, second time through. All of a sudden he loses it. You know, frankly, I think Matt Cain ought to get a shot at this thing.
Well, you could use him certainly in a seventh or eighth inning role just to see what he can give you, which is at the end of Lincecum's tenure here, that's what they started to do. And they used him in the 2012 World Series and playoffs very effectively in that role. So, yeah, I don't see any reason not to try that. And if PV ever comes back, he's another guy you can use in that situation.
Yeah, he's going to use everybody eventually.
Right.
Chris, what else you got? Anything?
No, I just actually I thought of that same thing where PV, I don't know, I think maybe poor PV could maybe just throw everything he got into one or two innings.
And
just, you know what, let's just see how it goes. I mean, I know how Bochy rolls, but I have a feeling there's going to be some crazy change, something like that, coming playoff time to kind of throw the other things off.
All right. Thanks, Chris. Appreciate it.
I mean, I think, you know, when you look at it, it's amazing to me that with the first half of the season the Giants had and these issues with the bullpen beginning to crop up, that they weren't able to do anything to correct the back end of the bullpen problem. Usually, you know, Sabian and Bobby are very adroit at fixing issues that the Giants need to fix.
Well, they went with Will Smith.
Right.
You know, they thought they needed the lefty reliever who could get righties out as well. And that has not worked out completely yet. It's gotten a little better. But they knew the closer was the issue. I mean, they knew that back in May when we talked about it. They knew it in July. But the market was so crazy, nobody wanted what the Giants were offering for Chapman or for Miller. And once that went by the boards, Melanson, maybe they could have made an effort, a little better effort for Melanson. That may have been the one to take a shot at.
Well, even Fernando Rodney was traded by the Padres, and he had a pretty good first half of the season. He made the All-Star team. That's another guy that they could have been in the market for early on.
Yeah, I never liked him.
I don't, you know, I mean, he's one of those guys that's either all max or not. But when he is and he's on, he's been tremendous. So, I mean, it wouldn't have hurt. I don't think it would have cost them much to get him from the Padres.
Barry Bloom is with us. Barry Bloom, let me ask you this about the wild card. You spent some time in New York. I'm glad to see you here. How good are the Mets?
They're interesting because they really ride Cespedes. And when Cespedes came back from the disabled list this last time and you plunk him back in the middle of the lineup, the offense just ignited and he started playing great. And it just makes their lineup offensively so much better. Even with Bruce kind of struggling there, you know, they still have a very long lineup. And when you consider the injuries they've had, I mean, you're looking at it, their starting rotation from the last year's playoff team, from their four-man rotation, only Syndergaard is left. And Cologne was in the bullpen last year, and he's their number two starter right now.
Do they hang in here?
Yeah, they hang in because the kids that they brought up for the minor leagues, they've got a real penchant in the minor leagues. And I've talked to these guys a lot about this. You know, they make kids from the lower level up, they prescribe them to pound the strike zone and throw strikes. So now they get to the major leagues, and they're not afraid to go and throw strike one, strike two, and throw strikes in the zone. And when other teams haven't seen them, they can win, and they've got a bevy of young guys who don't have the arm injury histories that that the last group had, and they've come up, and you know, Terry Collins has done a great job moving them around. Plus, they have the one thing that the Giants don't have. They've got Familia. I mean, if the Giants had Familia, what would the difference in the season be?
Yeah, it'd be major. But Cespedes is hot. Granderson is hot.
Right.
Kelly Johnson is hot all of a sudden. They lost Neil Walker. So they're doing Cabrera, as Jubal Cabrera is hot. So good things are happening there. What about the Cardinals with all the home runs?
You know, to me, Wainwright pitches tonight.
Yes, Chase Anderson.
And he's had a better comeback second half of the season. A lot rides on, you know, what Wainwright can do for them. You never count out the Cardinals because the Cardinals are always good at what they do. But they're pretty short this year, I mean, in comparison to where they have been in the past. You know, they let Wong go to San Diego. He got hurt, but, you know, they didn't replace him. They let Jason Hayward go. You know, he signed with the Cubs. They didn't replace him. Their offense is not as deep as it was. You know, Holiday's out for the season. You know, it's a good year for the Cardinals not to make the playoffs.
Yeah, it's a good year for the Cardinals hit the ball out of the park. And I made a note of it. The Cardinals, 204 home runs. Colorado, even crazy Colorado, that's 182 in Colorado, 183 in Washington, but 193 for the Mets, that's pretty good, but 204.
Well, the Mets set a record this year for most home runs, Shea Stadium included.
193. Hey, Barry, great to have you with us. As always, if something happens tonight, we'll bring you back tomorrow morning. Maybe we'll have something to talk about.
Sure, sounds great.
All right, that's Barry Bloom, MLB.com. More coming up.